I'm a healing from the Poison Word Bible. I have two passages. The first one is on page 252. Wong Tan O Du, the things we do not know, independently and in unison as a family, could fill two separate baskets, each with a large hole in the bottom. Muntu is the Congolese word for man, or people, but it means more than that. Here in the Congo, I am pleased to announce that there is no special difference between living people, dead people, children not yet born, and gods. These are all Muntu. So says Nelson. All other things are Kintu. Animals, stones, bottles. A place or a time is Hantu, and a quality of being is Kuntu. Beautiful, hideous, or lame, for example. All these things have in common the stem word Untu. All that is being here, Untu, says Nelson with a shrug, as if this is not so difficult to understand. And it would be simple, except that being here is not the same as existing. He explains the difference this way. The principles of Untu are asleep until they are touched by Namo. Namo is the force that makes things live, as what they are, man or tree or animal. Namo means word. The rabbit has the life it has, not a rat life or a mongoose life, because it is named. Rabbit, Mavundla. A child is not alive, claims Nelson, until it is named. I told him this helped explain a mystery for me. My sister and I are identical twins, so how is it that from one single seed we have two such different lives? Now I know, because I am named Ada, and she is named Leah. Namo, I write down in the notebook I had opened out for us at the big table. Namo, Anam, Namo, I wrote, wishing to learn this word forward and backward. Theoretically, I was in the process of showing Nelson, at his urging, how to write a letter, ignoring the fact that he would have no way to mail it. He enjoys my silent tutelage and asks for it often, but Nelson as a pupil is apt to turn to a teacher himself at the slightest provocation. And he seems to think his chatter improves our conversation, since I only write things on paper. Namo Mavula is my sister Rachel, I queried. He nodded. Ruth May then is Namo Bandu, and Leah is Namo Liba. And where does Namo come from? He pointed to his mouth. Namo comes from the mouth, like water vapor, he said. A song, a poem, a scream, a prayer, a name, these are all Namo. Water itself is Namo, of the most important kind, it turns out. Water is the word of the ancestors given to us or withheld, depending on how well we treat them. The word of the beholden to trees and men, Nelson explained, and this allows them to stand and live as Muntu. A tree is also Muntu, I wrote. Quickly I drew a stick man and a stick tree side by side to clarify. Our conversations are often mostly pictures and gestures. A tree is a type of person? Of course, Nelson said. Just look at them. They have roots and a head. Nelson was puzzled by my failure to understand such a simple thing. My second passage is on page 638. It is Ada speaking again. Lately, I've started collecting old books that are famous for their misprints. I can't resist these precious gospels. They lead me to wonder what my Bible my father wrote in Africa. We came in stamped with such errors that we can never know which ones made a lasting impression. I wonder if they still think of him standing tall before his congregation shouting, Tata Jesus is Bangala. I do. I think of him exactly that way. We are the balance of our damage and our transgressions. He was my father. I own half his genes and all his history. Believe this. The mistakes are part of the story. I am born of a man who believed he could tell nothing but the truth, while he set down for all time the Poisonwood Bible.